Welcome to Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in today for Cynthia Canty. Michigan Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin met yesterday with Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Slotkin met with DeVos to encourage her to meet with survivors of former MSU doctor Larry Nassar. Congresswoman, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So you wanted the secretary to meet with the survivors because of DeVos's proposed changes to Title IX that would include how universities and colleges handle sexual assault complaints. How did the meeting go?
Well, first of all, I have to hand it to her that she agreed to the meeting. You know, I had sent her a couple letters. We had reached out to her team. And I thought that that was a stand-up thing to do, to have us to come, you know, have us come to her office and meet face-to-face. I had never met her before. So I really applaud her willingness to do that. You know, for me, it's extremely important for someone who's been making or proposed changes to Title IX, which governs, yes, our universities and colleges, but also K through 12. That before she finalized any changes, she hear from the very people in her home state who went through the experience of Title IX, get their feedback on what it was like dealing with sexual assault on campus. So I was there to urge her to do that. And, you know, I was disappointed that she said she was unable to do that. She gave me kind of a legal answer to that. But if she can meet with me and talk generally about the experience of sexual assault, you know, in and around campus, she should be able to meet with the survivors. And so we talked about that and a bunch of other things.
Your office put out a statement, in fact, saying that it felt sort of like legalese that she was reading to you. Why do you think that was?
Well, I do think they're in the middle of a process to determine, you know, what the adjudicate comments on these proposed changes. They had over 100,000 comments come in to their proposed changes, which to me really ignore the lessons of the Larry Nassar scandal. I think that's where this all started for me, is that her proposed changes really feel like she's willfully ignoring what happened in her home state in such a huge way, making it harder for people to come forward, constraining, you know, the definitions, and it just felt like we were going in the wrong direction. You know, I think I wished that she would at least agree to have a general conversation about sexual assault on campus and how to improve the safety for, you know, folks in universities, but also K through 12.
And her answer was no.
She just gave me this legal answer that she, you know, for various reasons was unable to formally meet during this process, while the adjudication of the comments is ongoing. But she was able to meet with me, right? She, like I said, she agreed to have a conversation with me about sexual assault. So why couldn't she have the very same conversation with Nassar survivors?
Okay, so the response, as you mentioned, felt kind of legalese. Why do you need to speak in legalities if she's the Secretary of Education? Help me understand that.
Well, she definitely, you know, there is a case to be made. She had three lawyers in the room with her, three folks in the room with her. You know, I think that they're worried about speaking directly about the changes during this comment period. They quoted some regulations that they needed to adhere to that prevented them from talking about the specifics of the proposed changes. But they still took the meeting. And so that's all I'm asking her to do with the Nassar survivors, is have a conversation. If you don't want to talk about specifics, let them just talk about their experience. Hear from people who have lived it, what it was like and how to make it better.
You've spoken with many of the survivors. Have you spoken with any of the survivors since you had this meeting with DeVos?
So we made sure that they got the readout from us. And then what we were proposing to do was kind of do a conference call with whoever wanted to jump on from the survivor and activist community, just to let them know, not just kind of the headlines, but the details of what we discussed. I mean, another thing that we had a conversation about, which came directly, frankly, from the feedback I got from survivors, was that it's not just about what goes on campuses, that she, as Secretary of Education, has responsibility for Title IX as it affects K through 12, right? And so we've talked a lot about how, you know, culturally, we need to do more to educate people when they're younger, before they get to campus, about consent and sexual assault awareness. And so I asked her to please engage on that, right? She's a leader. She can be a real leader on this by requesting, you know, that K through 12 educators do more to incorporate consent education earlier on, so that we're not putting the onus completely on universities when people finally get there to catch everything, which we know could probably never happen. So we talked about K through 12 education. We also talked about charter school accountability, you know, I mean, separate topic. But I think I hear quite often from my constituents that they're concerned about accountability over the charter schools, particularly those that are taking federal dollars. And they didn't feel like there's the same accountability on them as there is on sort of your local public school. So we talked about a range of issues, and we want to make sure to back brief the survivors.
What did she have to say about that? Of course, she's an incredibly polarizing figure here in Michigan when it does come to charter schools and vouchers.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say we had a real difference of opinion on the charter school issue. And I went into it knowing that.
Sure.
That's not a surprise. But, you know, she, I do not believe that I got to her and that she feels like she has to do anything more on accountability for charter schools. She said that the standards were very clear. They're all being adhered to. I talked about my concerns that certain young people were unable, you know, if you had a disability, you know, it was harder to get into some of these charter schools. The charter schools didn't have a responsibility to educate everyone the same way the public schools are, or the local public schools. And she just, I think we just literally were talking past each other. She has such strong views about charter schools. I have such strong views about accountability, particularly for for-profit charter schools, that we just sort of left the conversation, neither of us moving in any different direction.
Democratic Michigan Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin. She met yesterday with Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Congresswoman, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Now, after we spoke with Representative Slotkin, we received a statement from the Department of Education. It reads, quote, Representative Slotkin needs to stop using Nassar's heinous crimes as banter for a press release. By all accounts, from those in the room, this hyperbolic press release does not reflect the actual tone or tenor of yesterday's meeting. Please make sure your reporting includes the fact that we have two investigations involving these survivors, and it would be inappropriate for the secretary to meet with anyone during the open investigation stage.